Warm temperatures will continue to occur across the northern plains as we move forward through the balance of this week. We will see a little bit of a cool off, though, as showers and thunderstorms evolve. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. We expect the temperatures this afternoon across most of our region to be back into the 80s once again. Extreme highs over 90 will be occurring in portions of South Dakota, maybe even South Central North Dakota, but we will start to ease up on some of the heat as we get into the day on Wednesday. A little frontal boundary will push most of the hotter weather to the southwest on Wednesday, and so northeastern portions of North Dakota and much of Minnesota will see temperatures slipping back into the 70s and perhaps even some 60 degree temperatures. In contrast, western and southern parts of North Dakota and much of South Dakota and southwestern Minnesota will still be seeing 80 degree temperatures. On Thursday, the frontal boundary that brought in the cooler weather on Wednesday will retreat back to the north, and it will do so bringing back some 80 degree temperatures for those areas that were cooler. And on Friday we'll see 70 and 80 degree temperatures continuing. Saturday will probably have more of the same as well. The precipitation prospects will be greatest when that frontal system drops down across parts of the region tomorrow. We'll see some of that precipitation beginning overnight tonight, but tomorrow's the day. Some locally strong thunderstorms will pop up in portions of North Dakota and northern Minnesota as that frontal system drops into the region, becomes stationary, and then starts to work its way back northward again. Some pockets of hail and damaging wind will be possible, but the number of storms that will be capable of producing the severe weather will be somewhat limited. The rain totals that are going to occur by the time we get out towards Wednesday morning are expected to run primarily in the range of a quarter to three quarters of an inch, but some of those stronger storm cells will produce more than an inch of rain. The precipitation will stay in the northern parts of the region, so South Dakota and southern Minnesota will continue to dry down. The next chance for precipitation for the region will come with another frontal system that will pass through the region, but it is not expected until we get into Friday and perhaps on into the weekend. Scattered showers and thunderstorms will then march from west to east across the region, but the precipitation is expected to fall apart as it gets into the eastern parts of the Dakotas. So once again, we may see scattered showers of limited significance, and we'll expect those temperatures to stay seasonable. The bottom line will be, yes, there will be a little bit of disruption to farming activity, especially here tonight and tomorrow, but otherwise, I think field work will be able to advance relatively well across the region, and more drying will occur as well. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.